sad, lonesome and blue. I was fair as a summer day. Now the summer days are through. You pass through places, and places pass through you. To carry on with you on the soles of your traveler shoes.
Where do we start? What a beautiful voice you have.
Thank you.
What made you be a singer?
Many things. My mom sang. She's sort of from a, I guess, almost Cajun background country. She sang in a lot. She had me sing as a kid so that she could harmonize. And then ultimately, I would say, like, deep, terrible pain that had me question life. And I had to find a reason to want to continue living at a certain age. And I found music, and I kind of, it just went from there.
Yeah. What's it like? Now, the Be Good Tanyas is obviously, I imagine any group of substance must have been a very, very tight unit. What's it like for you as to suddenly be, you know, tear yourself away from that? And uh-huh. and be an individual.
It's ironic because Trish from Be Good Tanyas was just over at my house for like 3 hours, and we were just kind of rehashing a whole bunch of sort of like our life with that band, and we were talking about it and what's it like to be outside of that. It's freeing, honestly. Like, I love the music of that band, but the four of us, including Jolie, all came from such difficult childhoods, like really, really hard, that our dynamic was really difficult. And the music that came out of it was really, really beautiful. But it was a hard, hard thing to be into. And I love all those guys and respect them very much, but it's sort of like a difficult marriage where you're like, oh my God, does it really have to be this hard? And the band that I work with now, I am solo, which we call it solo, but I work very closely with a lot of people who influence me, and I really enjoy it, actually, because it's just easier to go in any direction that I want, and I'm just in a different place in my life, mostly.
Yeah.
I couldn't sustain that because it was too painful over the, you know, I love them, but it was fucking hard.
In your repertoire, there's some really well chosen cover songs that you've done, you know, Townes Van Zandt, Neil Young, over the years. How do you pick a song to cover?
Honestly, I feel like it's tacky, but I feel like they pick you.
Yep.
It'll kind of float around in my head, and it'll just kind of appear, and then it'll be humming it, and then I probably start playing it. So if a song kind of loops around in my mind, I feel that way a lot about the art. It's like, it comes sort of through you. Other people's songs can be a vehicle for your own expression, and I think that's a reason to do a cover, is kind of to reinterpret their words as though they were your own.
You recorded with Al Green's band down in Memphis.
And
what I got to see and hear of that was really something. Did that affect you moving forward after that experience? The sound of your music once you'd been there and gotten that, I guess, real soul sound into it, and so much space and patience.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I've been obsessed with those particular musicians for 20 years at least, and I think even in the Be Good Tanyas, and I had a soul band like when I was a teenager, basically like an Al Green cover band, that influence has always been there. Be Good Tanyas was more kind of in the zone of like what I grew up singing, But even the instrumentation, like, it's like all about subtlety and space in a way. And just coincidentally, a writer from Memphis called me and said he knew those guys and did I want to record them. And every single person who plays in my band is also very influenced by those artists. So essentially a collaboration between my band and their band. And it was very, very powerful because it was sort of like I had started to go in that direction, was kind of like trying to bring in that sound because they are my favorite musicians. And then it kind of led me to them in this strange way. So it was this real intense collaboration between that Al Green sound and kind of what I've been working with for a lot of years. So I learned so much from those guys, so much. And it was just a very challenging and beautiful experience.
It's just so effortless for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a nice sound to hear that, I don't know, I guess almost, don't want to say country themes, but the soul that comes to that, and you know, in particular with your voice, you know, it does change it quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, we have this idea of like country and soul and stuff like that, but country and soul have been going back and forth together from the early days. Country's been influencing soul, soul's been influencing country, black music, white music, like. There's just so much back and forth there, which I didn't really realize until I kind of started digging in. You'll scratch mine and I'll scratch your back, sugar. You're so fun and the day is fun and we'll be fine when we make it by, we get by with one.
Do you write in bursts, or is there a discipline, or you just wait for it to come and then go, oh, there's something, I'll work on that, or?
I kind of write in seasons. Like, I find it really, I'll never understand the writing process. Like, it eludes me. But there'll be times where I set a routine for myself, and kind of regardless of what comes out, I just am working. It doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to come out. I can do that for months and nothing that I feel is productive will come of it. But then, you know, 6 months later, those ideas that were rolling around will sort of maybe resolve themselves. So it's like this, it kind of like right now, particularly actually, there's just a ton coming out. But all summer, even though I was working away at it, there was just nothing that I would feel like excited about, or so it kind of goes in these. I find the spring is when I write, and I write in the fall, but I try to write all the time, but eventually I just give up and start painting or sewing or whatever, doing something else.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it for sure, because you know, like I said, I've been snooping around and seeing the YouTube comments and of grown men crying. You know, they're saying I'm sitting here crying. You know, some guy in Poland who's watching you. And they all talk about how you know, the tear in the eye. So it's going to be quite
like,
nice.
One of the most beautiful moments I had recently, like, I mean, maybe 2 years ago, I was playing a show, really small town, it's a really beautiful old school house we're playing, and this man who was like, I don't know, maybe 65 or something, he came up to me and he just had tears running down his face, and he couldn't talk, and his wife was, and then finally he said, I never cry, and his wife looked at me and she was like, he never cries, and he was so, so sweet. I'm like, If what I did helped you find that, then I feel so good. Like,
yeah.
I feel good that my pain in my life has been able to help you feel yours, you know? Like,
it is quite funny that I've just sort of come to the realization that some people who are artists that I've gotten to know, and like them as people and become acquainted, and then I go back to their art and it's all about their pain and their heart. heartbreak. And now that I care about them as a real person, I almost feel guilty about being entertained by this person who I now consider a friend's heartbreak.
No, you know what? No, like that is the artist's karma. Like artists, if they don't have heartbreak, their art isn't going to be that interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants happy songs?
Artists are kind of, they channel that without a certain amount of tragedy. They would make very boring art, and artists know that.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad, it pays the bills.
Hey, thanks, Rosie.
Yeah, thank
you. It's been really nice talking to you, and I really look forward to the show, and I'm going to get on the radio and promote it heaps if I
awesome.
Can. Thanks very much, and I hope you enjoy your tour and sell lots of records and
awesome.
Get a whole lot of new fans from coming down to New Zealand.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This is Frazee Ford, and you're listening to Border Radio on 95 BFM. Okay, Border Radio on 95 BFM.
The breath of Caesar has all our two jewels in the night. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection or gratitude or love. Your latte is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Future.